been a good day, hasn't it?
I'm glad the Lord was here.
When He comes, it makes a difference. I've been in a lot of services where He wasn't. And I'd rather be choked on peanut butter and couldn't find no water. When folks just try to have a service without Him, you're in the piddling business. No such thing. Well, let's see now. Where's my piano player? Where did you go, young lady? You said you was going to... Huh? All right. See, you don't run off and left me. I told her I was going to put her in my will. I said, don't get all excited. You ready? All right. I don't know what I'd do without you. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. Hallelujah. While going through this world of woe, this hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. His hand has led through shadows drear, and while it leads, I'll have no fear. I know it will lead me to that land where sin nor sorrow e'er can come. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. Let me just say something to you. I don't try to work a service up. If God's here, he'll get on. But you know there's a lot of people being cheated. I mean, you are. And I don't think you know it. I'm doubting whether you know it or not. The Bible said that we're to lift up holy hands. There's not a thing in the God's world wrong with just praising the Lord by lifting up holy hands. Amen? And you might be surprised. There may be a gob of honey run all down through your soul. I've traveled quite a bit in this world. Quite a bit. Over a great portion of it. I've saw lots and lots of things. I go back over some of them that I've seen that I guess some of the majestic mountains in Europe, the snow covers them. Oh, it's so pretty. I saw the River Seine that cuts down through Europe. I saw the white cliffs of Dover as that great mass of water dashed up again that cliff. And white, real white. I saw things that man have constructed. Big, tall buildings. I remember as a little old soldier, first time I was in New York, I stood and looked up at it. I saw bridges that men have built. I saw the great Smoky Mountains when the fog comes settling in. I saw the peaceful meadowlands of the South. But I long to see my Savior's face. I want to sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strand, I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. Well, hallelujah. Honey, thank you so much. You've done real good. I'm glad I taught you just like I did. Amen. Well, Brother Charles, thank you for letting me come in here one more time. Just soak up the gravy around here. I like it. I like it. I don't care if the world knows all about this, but if I was in Knoxville and lived here, you'd have to fight me to keep me out of doors. I'd be here. I'd be here. That Sunday school lesson this morning, just, whoo, me. I just sat there and soaked it in. That's real, real good. The results of faith. The results of faith. For by grace, the unmerited favor of God toward man. Is that right? For by grace, say it with me. For by grace, now look that mixed word, are you saved? Through faith. Not of yourselves. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, I like this next part. It's a gift. It's a gift. Did you get that? It's a gift. A gift. You didn't earn it. I said you didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. It's a gift. You had to work for it or pay for it. It wouldn't be a gift. So we're saved by grace through faith. I want to read you something that I've read many times. Great faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. No argument there. That's just the way it is. Amen? But there's a verse found in the book of Romans chapter 12. Verse 3, you will turn there, you can. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according. Now listen to it. As God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Did you get that? Did you get what I read? To every man a measure of what? Say it louder. That's what he's dealt to every man. Now, if you want to argue with God, you'll take it up with him, not with me. But I believe that, Brother Charles. Now, I believe that the heathen in Africa can be saved if he will ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive his sins. Amen? There's no question about that. The drunk, the addict, I don't care what you've done. And I see a lot of folks said, ew, that fellow's a dope addict. That fellow's a drunk. Oh, it don't make no difference. I'm so tired of super saints I can't understand them. I have one thing to say to him. Gag a maggot. We're all just sinners saved by grace. Quit acting like you helped God out. You didn't do it. It was God that gave His Son. His Son gave His life. That, oh, I like to rub this in the Calvinist face. That whosoever will can be saved. He tasted death for every man. Whoso, I don't care what you've done in your past. I don't care how mean you are now. If you'll come to Christ tonight and ask His forgiveness, you'll get it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Faith. The results of it. Hallelujah. I look over in the book of Acts. There's a verse there in particular I like. I believe I'll just see if I can find that right quick. In the book of Acts. Yeah, here we are. Here we are. I like it. Now, I've got me a chair up here tonight. If I have to sit down and preach, I'll do it. Of course, if you see me sit down, you're good for 2 hours. Here is Philip, the evangelist. I like that. And Philip had been instructed to go down into the desert. And he was told that he'd get down there and God would give a job for him. And when he got down there, in the way, here was an Ethiopian eunuch had been over to Jerusalem to a place of worship. And he was reading the scriptures. Now listen to this. And Philip, I can just see him trotting along beside that chariot. Hey, you understand what you read? And this fellow said, how can I except some man, in other words, show me. Hello? And I like this. Oh, here's what I like. And Philip opened his mouth, it's in verse 35, and began at the same place in the encyclopedia. Begin at the same place and preached unto him Jesus. Now then, we're running headlong into the only one that can save. Muhammad can't. No religious leader can. Brother Charles can't. I can't. Your friend can't. It has to be Jesus. Jesus is the only answer for your sin problem. That song the ladies sing. There is a fountain filled with blood. Do you like that?
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
Drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus.
And sinners plunged. You remember that time? You really do? Was you under conviction? Did you see yourself a sinner? Did you realize you was lost? Did you see that God through faith? Woo! I like it. It's a time when you see yourself a sinner, you put your faith and trust in the finished work of Calvary. I get so tired of people calling a man father. He dresses like mama and wants to be called papa. I was a little old 12-year-old boy. The teacher brought us. You remember used to, your older folks will. You remember you used to when they closed out, if they had a revival in the town or close to the church, they had to close the school down and bring the kids to church. Now they won't even let us go to church. But the teacher that day led us to church. Her name was Prince. And she was walking along beside of me. I've always been a big old boy. When I was just a kid, I was a big old kid. And she said, Ed, one of these days, real soon, the Holy Ghost is going to speak to your heart. I said, yes, ma'am. And said, now when he does, when he tells you, when he speaks to you and draws you to him, ask him to come into your heart and save you. Well, I got in the church that day. Old Brother Kearney. Was preaching, slobbering on five rows, preaching up a storm. slinging his arms. I mean, sweat flowing everywhere. Amen. Telling how God died, God's Son died for us. Amen. I remember so well. Oh, I remember. Something crawled inside my soul. It showed me how vile a wretched sinner I was. Oh, Holy Ghost conviction got a hold of me. Oh, God. I never felt like that in my life. Never did. Oh, I never did feel like that in my life. I remember so well. Oh, Brother Kearney, I preached it. Mama's people shouting all over the house. And all of a sudden I said, now's my chance. And there were some windows off to the side that raised up. Never had no air conditioning them days. All had a funeral home fan. But I said, now's my time. And while they were having a shouting spell, I started to crawl out the window. I felt a hand on my shoulder. Mama said, son, are you a lost sinner? I said, yes, I'm my sure I am. And she said, do you want to get saved? I said, I really do. I really do. And she said, come on. Me and Sister Maxwell will go to the altar with you. And I looked at the Mourner's Bank, that's what you called it back then, and it was covered up. People were covered up with. The old people were crying all over. And I said, Mama, I can't get to the Mourner's Bank. They're all over the top of it. And I said, I'll just crawl under it. I went under there. They started getting saved and give me room on the top, and I come out. Mama would have prayed, and oh, I never heard such a prayer in all my life. God save my son. God save my son. Oh, God save my son. Please, Lord, save my son. Old Sister Maxwell slipped a sweet arm around my shoulder and said, Ed, do you know how to pray? And I said, no, ma'am, I don't. She whispered in my ear, said, tell Jesus and God you're a sinner. I did. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Oh, wretched, lost, hell bound. August the 27th. 1935. Most of you wasn't here then. But I said, God, I'm a sinner. She said, Ed, ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life and save you. Oh, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. He did. I'm saved, and I know that I am. I'm saved, and I know that I am. I'm saved, and I'm about to have a spell, and I know that I am. You said, oh, Preacher Blue, maybe you just think you are. I have one thing to say to you. No thinking about it. I know in whom I have believed. I know who I asked to come into my heart, and He did. He's a permanent residence in here. Now, how did that happen? For by grace are you saved through faith. He gave every man a measure of faith, and that day I used my measure of faith right there. Now, notice. Now, it don't stop there. It don't stop there. Now, I want you to get something. My sins were all forgiven. Am I right? That don't mean he said if we will confess our sins. Plural. If we will confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, God couldn't leave some of my sins on me and me get to heaven. Ain't going to be no lost sinners left. So he had to take care of the whole job. Where did he start? My past sins. They're all gone. I don't care what you think about it. I said they're gone. My present sins are gone. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Then not only that, the devil must still be mad about that. But he forgave all my future sins. That's good. Isn't that so? Now, where did this all start at? Faith. Faith in the finished work of Calvary. Faith in what he done, not what I done, not what you done, not by works of righteousness, not anything like that. What he done. There was a woman one time that came to Jesus, and he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." Now, there's not, that don't end it right there. My sins are not only forgiven. Brother Roger, you say good amen to this. But my sins are forgotten. He don't come dragging my old dirty sins up every day and say, "See what you done? See what you did? No, there you are. Oh, yes." No. He don't do that. When the devil comes up to accuse the brethren and said, "Old Ed Blue and Charles Lawson, well, I tell you right now, they were just old mean sinners." You know what God tells him? "I forgot all about it."
Amen. Amen.
See, this is a finished work of Calvary. It's done. It's over. Put a period there. Amen. Not only my sins are forgotten, forgiven, but they're forgotten. Now, he never only done it. How many of you are saved? Raise your hand. You know you're saved. You know you're born again. Way up high. Wave them at me. Amen. He never only done that for me and Brother Charles and Brother. He done it for you.
Amen.
Don't drag your head around and say, "Well, I think I'm saved. I hope I'm saved. I may be saved." You think I'm saved? No. This is God's doing, not ours. This is God's way, not ours. Hallelujah on that. You don't have to go around across it. You know, I was going to the hospital one time for some surgery. I don't know what it was. I never will forget what the lady told me. He said, "Well, I'll cross my fingers for you." Now, boy, he got sick. About the sickest thing I ever saw was a man, grown man, crawling around through a cow pasture looking for a four-leaf clover. You're crippled too high for crutches. I said you were sick. Now, not only am I sin forgotten, I like what I'm about to read here, you. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For other foundations can no man lay than that that is laid already, which is Jesus Christ." My foundation is sure. See, you don't have to be saved no more. One time done it. It's over. It's finished. Name's been wrote down. Hallelujah. Shout about that. I second that motion, brother. Amen. It's done. We're on the foundation. No other foundation can any man lay. It's all Christ is our foundation. He's our foundation right now. A lot of folks scared about being lost again. Well, if you're, I start telling you, go home and put a pack of ice on your head, but that won't help none. If you really trusted Christ and He applied the blood to your soul, that's not to say you're perfect and not to say you won't make mistakes and not to say you won't come short. The truth of the matter is, we're just all old sinners right now. Now, don't try to justify yourself in sin. We're sinners. Amen. Foundation is sure. I like you sitting down preaching. I think I'm going to adopt that. Something else I've noticed since I got saved by this faith. In 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing that I will receive. Now I found out something since I got saved by faith. I got different friends. That old bunch don't like to hang around me no more. That's right. I've got a new crowd of friends. My friends will go to church and say, "Oh, I'm saved, hallelujah." I want you folks getting the habit of that. Yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with rejoicing in the Lord. Do you remember that lesson I taught you this morning? Here we go. Go ahead and try to do it. Some of you are having trouble with that. Were you able to do it? How many of you were able to do it? He said, go ahead and praise the Lord then. It's not a matter, I feel like praying. No. It's not a matter you feel like praying. Just praise Him for what He has done. You don't have to go around waiting for the cold chills to run up and down your back. You can just go ahead and praise the Lord right now.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah, I like it. As the kids say, I say nowadays, I did got the most. I've got new friends. And the friends that want to hang around you like they did back there in the world of cuss and raise sand and be old dirt, you don't want that kind of friend. Let me tell you kids something. You don't want a bunch of dope heads for your kids, friends. You don't want that. That's not your kind no more. He said to come out from among them and be separate. I don't think some of you are liking what I'm saying now. But that don't make no difference no how. You're supposed to be a separated bunch. And it's all because faith in Christ finished your sin problem. Hallelujah. Bless His name. I tell you right now, I may get about a 7-point outline the next time. I like your sitting down business. Now, there's something else I'd like to leave with you. In John 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am there, you might be also. Has He gone away? Huh? Now you're going to have to put some faith in what you say now. Do you sincerely, with all of your heart, believe He's coming back?
I want to
go a little farther with that. Do you believe He's coming back soon?
Yes.
Amen. Old Obama's going to be surprised, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Yes, amen.
And I said, that's going to be a day, ain't it? My little old wife suffered, oh, how she suffered the last 2 months. The last months of space. She had congestive heart failure. You could walk all over the house and hear that. I hear that water inside of her. It was coming higher. That last night, we had a hospital bed in the living room. We'd all gathered around her. Her hand was shaking when she reached for my hand. And I saw the water start coming out of her mouth. And she said, "I have
faith."
And suddenly, her suffering was over.
Yes, glory to God.
What a meeting, what a meeting that will be. What a meeting that will be. Oh!
what a meeting that will be when we all gather around God's great throne. And all things will be new. All things will be new. No more sickness. No more suffering. No more pain. And now the little granddaughter of mine that goes all through the house every day say, "Mama, where are you? Mama, where are you at? Mama, where are you?" She comes up to me and said, "Papa, where's Mama?" And I said, "Well, she's gone to heaven." And she said, "Papa, will you tell Mama to come back? I want to see her." But the land Mama's in, I'm not going to bother her. No more congestive heart failure. This is my third pacemaker. And one of these days, I'll cross. Oh, I'm about to have a full-blown spell. My future's certain. There's no doubt in where I'm going. There's no doubt at all. Now, if there is in yours, Brother Lawson, some of these men and ladies will take the scriptures, show you. This thing of salvation is not an off and on thing with God. You're not saved 1 minute and lost the next. That don't happen. I said it didn't happen. Eternal salvation. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man's able to pluck him out of his hand. This thing is certain. And then last of all, what faith done? What's faith done? The product of faith. What is done? How many of you have got loved ones on the other side? How many got a mama? Let me see you raise your hand. A daddy? Sisters? Brothers? Friends? Saved? They're crossing. They stepped across into a new land. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'd like to see every one of you there. Every one of you there. Now, I'm not kidding myself. I could have made it probably up the steps, but I might have fell. And it helped me. I might have held on and stood up there, but I sat down. Now, I think I'm preaching the same thing if I'm standing up. But I'm going to tell you, how many of you right now are really, truly looking forward to that blessed day? Let me stop right here. Let me stop right here. Tomorrow before I go home, I've got a dear saint. Oh, he's a saint. Alzheimer's has took almost all of her memory away. Her family that's large have taken care of her. And I believe one of her daughters is here tonight. But tomorrow I'm going to go by and see her. I've been asked to officiate at her funeral when she passed it. But the great joy of this is I'm looking forward to that day. No more funeral homes. No more. No more sea. No more sickness. No more doctors. Amen. No more ambulances rushing down that golden street with the lights flashing and sirens screaming. No more. So with all of that said, how many of you are looking forward to stepping over into that land and see your loved ones and friends one more time? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I want them to come to the piano. Yeah, come on, sir. Pick out an invitation hymn of some kind. Look up here at me. This is old Brother Blue, your friend. I don't know whether you know that or not. Brother Lawson, you don't know how excited I was when I found out I could come back one more time. I was so excited. Feel like I've been to church today. But I want to lay something on you. I don't want you to forget it. If you hear Brother Blue's dead, don't believe a word of it. One day before long, not going to be long now, but we'll be lonely. This old pacemaker, the battery will drop dead. I don't have enough strength in me to walk no further. But I sure tried to wear it out preaching the word. Are you saved tonight? Are you going to heaven when you die and you're 100% sure of that? If you're not saved, tonight would be a real good time to get even. You ought to get saved. And don't disappoint me. I'll be looking for you there. I'll be looking for you. You'll hear this old half-breed Cherokee coming down through the glory land and, woo! Washed in the precious blood. Redeemed from the fall of Adam. A part of the bride of Christ. I know what I want to do. I just feel like doing this. Honestly, I'm not joking when I say I feel like doing it. I do or I wouldn't say it. In my heart, the Holy Ghost has whispered to me, there's somebody here lost. You believe that, Brother Lawson? Somebody without the Savior. Mom and Daddy, brothers and sisters may be waiting for you on the other side. And if you keep going like you're going, you're going to mess around and miss heaven. We're going to sing a verse of an invitation in just a minute. But I want you to bow your head and close your eyes right now. Don't look around. Please don't. Nobody. I want your eyes closed. I wonder if somebody will just slip up a hand and say, Brother Blue, I don't want to go on like this. Oh, I'm so tired of sin. I don't want no more of it. I want to raise my hand and ask everybody to pray for me. I wonder if just one person will raise your hand up right now. There's one right there. There's two right there. There's three right there. There's four right there. Oh, my folks are going to have a revival. I wonder if there's another. Raise your hand right now and say, I'm lost, preacher. I'm going to hell if I don't get saved. Raise your hand right now. Raise your hand. Father, I've already lost the camp, but oh, God, I don't want none of them to go to hell. And you don't want none of them to go to hell. You want to save every last one of them. Every one of them. Oh, God, help them to say to the devil, get out of my way. I'm going right now.
Yes.
We're going to stand and sing. And every one of you that raised your hand right now, I'm saying right now, Jesus Christ is ready to save you. I want us to stand together right now. Stand up. Stand up. And while we sing that verse, whatever it is,
Page number 61 prayer? In the All-American. Page 61 in the All-American.
Page 61 in the All-American. While we sing right now, I want you to come right now. I want you to come. All right, sing something.
My soul in sad exile was out on my feet.
Come on. You raise your hand. You've already done that. Come on. Come on. Sure, that's right. Come on, right here. Right there. Brother Charles, right there. Get on your knees, sir. Old white-headed man will get some. Ain't that something? Come on. If you raise your hand, come on. If you raise your hand, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's the way. That's the way. Bring her on down. That's all. That's it. That's the way, honey. Come on, the brother. Right down, down here. That little girl going to get saved. She's going to get ready to go to heaven. Amen. Amen. Come on. Right now. Somebody else. Come on.
I yielded myself.
Sing it, folks. Sing it out. Come on, bring him down here. Get him on his knees. Amen. That's the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody grab a book and get up there and lead singing. Get up there. Get up there. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. This old man gonna get saved, them kids gonna get saved. We're gonna have a jubilee. Praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! Brother Charles, did he get in? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Did she get in, son? Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Charles, you come and take charge. I'll give up.
Oh, come to the Savior, he prays.
Folks, this would be a good night to be saved. It would be a good time to come right now. It's not going to be forever that God gives invitations, opens the door. It won't be forever. The door will shut. The day of grace will pass. The church will be gone. Are you ready? Are you ready tonight? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you ready? Amen, amen. Are you ready? The Lord may come for you before He comes for the church.
Amen.
You may leave here before the church leaves here. You don't know when we're going to leave. None of us know that. We don't have a clue. We just need to be ready. For in such an hour as you think not. David said, I know that there is but a step between me and death. You need to be ready. Let's sing another verse, brother. Won't you come? Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Do you know that you know that you know? Truly know. Your salvation is not based on your feelings, folks. Boy, when you're born again, you're going to feel something. You can't have one as big as God move into your life and not know it.